Hello. Very quickly, I would like to remind you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Word of Faith Ministries. Like, comment, and share the videos.
Word of Faith Ministries, establishing the kingdom of God and changing lives with the message of faith and the grace of Jesus Christ with a practical, biblical, and balanced teaching you can trust.
Vamos a orar y darle gracias a Dios.
Let's pray and give thanks to the Lord.
Padre, te amamos, te
Father,
bendecimos
we thank you and we bless you.
Te damos las gracias,
give you
te damos
all the thanks,
gloria, la honra,
and the glory and the honor
y la exaltación.
And the exaltation.
Gracias por tu verdad y
thank
gracias
you for
por
your
tu
truth,
palabra.
And thank you for your word.
Te alabo, te glorifico, te
we
bendigo.
Bless and glorify you.
En el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
In the name
ayúdanos,
of the Lord
Padre,
Jesus.
Entender tu
Father,
verdad
help
y
us
entender tu palabra.
To understand your truth.
Con luz, con revelación.
With light and revelation.
En el nombre del Señor Jesús.
Amen. Of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Bien. Hemos estado estudiando algo acerca del libro de Job.
On the book of Job.
¿Sí? ¿Y qué pasó con
and
Job?
And what happened
¿qué
with
pasó
Job?
Con Job? En el capítulo 1.
In chapter 1.
De Job hemos estado estudiando y vamos a estudiar la segunda
studying,
parte. Dios no permitió
the second part. God did not allow or cause what happened to Job.
Algo contrario a lo que
something
muchas
very
veces
contrary
la,
to what
la iglesia
church
dice, oh,
normally
estoy como
says,
Job
which, oh, well, I'm like Job in this position.
Dios me está probando
God
para
is testing
enseñarme
me
algo.
To teach me something.
Vienen enfermedades y problemas
an illness or a problem will come and they'll say, oh, what is God trying to tell me with this?
Implicando que
trying
es
to apply
Dios
that it's
el
God
que, el que pone
the one
las pruebas,
who puts
que pone las
those tests or those illnesses on us.
Y esa es una doctrina muy,
and that's
muy,
a very,
muy fuerte,
very strong doctrine
entre los cristianos,
between the
cualquier
Christians and any other denomination.
Amen. Llámese católico, llámese
Catholic,
protestantes,
or Protestant,
como sea,
whatever.
Es muy fuerte esta doctrina.
This is a very strong doctrine.
El capítulo 1 lo voy a,
so
voy a retomar
one,
en el versículo 12, Job 1:12.
Verse 12.
Dijo Jehová a Satanás, he aquí todo lo que tiene está en tu mano, solamente no pongas tu mano sobre él, y salió Satanás de delante
and the Lord said
de Jehová.
To Satan, behold, all
esto,
that he is in your power. Only do not lay a hand
algunos,
on his person.
En la parte
so as we've seen before, in part one of this,
vimos
of this title,
que
we saw how
que el mundo
this is referring to how the entire world
Satanás.
Is under the authority
sí,
of Satan. The entire world.
Talking
people who are not born again, people who have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. The majority of people think that they will go to heaven because they're good. Have you heard people who say
no sé
that?
Por qué me da que algunos de ustedes
I don't know why
mismo.
Some of you think that way.
No sé por qué.
I don't know why.
Pero nadie se va a ir al cielo
but no one's
going
to go
bueno,
to heaven
si,
just because
si
you're good.
Al cielo
if you're
going
to go to heaven
bueno,
because
vano,
you're good, then Christ died in vain.
En vano. Por eso dice la Biblia en
which
Ephesians,
is why the Bible says
dos,
in Ephesians 2,
8, por gracia,
Ephesians 2,
eres
8,
salvo, por medio que de la fe
for by
y
grace
esto
are
no
you saved
ustedes,
through faith
pues
and that is not of yourselves
Dios,
it
9,
is the gift of God verse 9
no por
not
obras
of works
para que nadie
lest anyone
se glorie.
Should boast
so, oh, yo soy salvo porque
well,
me
I'm
porto
safe
muy
because
bien.
I behave very
está
good
bien, well,
that, that's
te va
fine
ayudar
behave
aquí
good
tierra.
It'll help you here on this
aquí
planet earth
tierra, te vas a evitar de meterte
you'll,
en problemas.
You'll avoid many issues in life
sí. Pero eso no te
but
hace salvo.
That won't make you safe.
Amen. Por gracia soy salvos.
Or by grace are
por
you
medio
saved.
De la fe. Bien. Ahora en el capítulo 1 entonces.
Now, Job chapter 1.
He aquí todo lo que tienes está en tu mano. Nada más el Señor
behold,
le estaba,
all that he
Dios
is
le estaba diciendo
hands.
A Satanás.
So
es una verdad
God
esto. ¿Quién le había entregado todo?
Satan the truth, which is
Adán, como ya lo vimos
Adam
en la caída del hombre, ¿verdad?
To him
y esta nada más fue una declaración de
declaration
verdad. It was a declaration of truth. Una declaración de verdad. O sea, Dios estaba afirmando
God was just affirming
un hecho. Amén.
A finished act.
Ahí fue lo que lo dejamos, vimos varios versículos.
That's where we left
no
it off. We saw the verses. I'm not going to go there.
I'm just going to
mention
vimos.
A few verses that
vimos
we saw.
2 Corinthians 4, 4, 2 Corinthians 4, 4. 2,
Ephesians
2, 2, 19,
1 John 5, 19,
Romanos 5, 12,
Romans 5, 12, 2, 14.
Fueron los versículos
Those
que
are the verses that we
Bien,
saw.
Voy a continuar.
So I'll be continuing.
Job 1, 13. Y un día aconteció que sus hijos e hijas comían y bebían vino
Now, there was
en casa
a day
de su hermano,
his,
el primogénito.
When his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And a messenger came to Job
Estaban
and said to them, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them.
Y acometieron los sabeos y los tomaron
away,
y mataron a los criados a filo de espada.
Sword,
solamente escapé yo para darte la noticia. Aún estaba
speaking,
este hablando cuando vino otro que dijo,
said, the fire of God
fuego de Dios,
heaven.
Y ahí está la cosa, ¿ves? Fuego
right
de Dios.
The fire of God
cayó del cielo que quemó las ovejas y a los pastores y los consumió. Solamente escapé yo para darte la noticia. Note que dice... Fuego de Dios.
Notice
pero,
how it says the fire of God. But who said this?
Fue inspirado
was
por
it
Dios
inspired
esto?
By God?
No, fue uno de los criados.
It was,
ahora,
it was just
¿por
one of the servants.
Esto?
But why am I saying
Porque
this?
Job vivió,
because Job,
tienes que ver, you, esto es lo que tienes que entender.
This is what you have to understand.
Job vivió aún antes
Job
de la ley mosaica.
Before the law.
¿Qué tiene que ver eso?
What does that have
la
to do
gente
with
tenía mucho
well,
menos revelación
much less revelation
de quién era Dios.
Of who God was.
La gente durante la
so
ley
during the law,
pasaba algo bueno y decían Dios.
Happened, they would say God.
Pero pasaba algo
But
malo
happened,
y decían
they would
Dios
say,
lo causó
oh, well,
también.
God caused it as well.
Y también en este tiempo
and
bajo la gracia,
time,
¿verdad? Muchos
during
cristianos
the grace as well, unfortunately.
Pasa algo malo y decían
Many
Dios.
Christians will, if something
en las aseguranzas
happens, they say,
aquí en los
God.
Estados Unidos
Here,
cuando
when,
un tornado
an company happened,
tumba una casa
with an insurance
o algo,
company, perhaps a tornado brings down brings down a tower or something like that, they'll say it was an act of
las
God.
Aseguranzas. Imagínate.
An insurance claim.
No culpen las aseguranzas.
Don't blame
muchos púlpitos en las iglesias
insurance
dicen lo
companies
mismo.
Because many pulpits say the same thing.
Ahora nota.
Now notice this.
Dijo, fuego de Dios cayó del cielo.
The fire of God
que quemó
from heaven
las ovejas
and burned
y a los
up the sheep and the servants
consumió,
and consumed them.
Solamente escapé yo para darte la noticia.
You.
Pero lo dijo este hombre, este
But
uno de los criados.
One of the servants
Job
said
no tenía
it,
ni revelación.
Job didn't
¿Quién era
have
Dios?
A revelation of who God was.
Do
you think the servants would have one
no.
as well?
¿Y no. ¿Por qué lo digo? Porque era un criado y Job era el dueño.
It was a servant and Job
no,
was the owner. He was the rich one.
En la primera
no,
sesión,
it,
cuando dijimos que
saw,
era un varón,
in the other session,
un varón llamado Job, un varón llamado Job, y este era un hombre perfecto y recto, temeroso de Dios y apartado del mal, o sea, buscaba tener una relación con Dios.
God and shunned evil.
Pero ¿qué era lo que pasaba? Job no tenía el Espíritu Santo dentro de él.
But he did not have the Holy
Spirit in him.
Why didn't he have the Holy Spirit?
¿Por qué?
Because what?
Porque Jesús no había
because
venido,
Jesus
porque
had
no
not come
tiempo,
yet.
No
it was
tiempo.
Not the time.
¿Sí? Ni siquiera estábamos bajo la ley,
no,
como
no
dije.
Were they
no era
under
el tiempo.
The law.
Y, pero puedes ver que, que fue un rostro que buscaba
he was
de Dios. ¿Algo
and
puedes,
he would seek
¿qué,
God?
¿Qué fue una de las cosas que les dije en la primera sesión que debemos de aprender
that
de Job? La paciencia.
Patience.
La perseverancia
the
en las cosas de Dios. ¿Sí?
In the things of God.
Otra cosa que puedes aprender de Job aquí, primero es la perseverancia, la otra es que era un hombre temeroso de Dios.
But he was also fearful man of God.
Sí, era apartado del mal porque era temeroso de Dios. Lo que quiero decir que muchos cristianos bajo la gracia ahora no temen a Dios.
I'm saying this because many Christians under the grace now do not fear God.
No se apartan del mal.
They don't shun evil.
Entonces podemos aprender algo de Job aquí. No estamos criticándolo como dije, no estamos estudiando Job.
We're not studying him.
Para criticarlo, para juzgarlo,
him,
pero sí podemos aprender de Job para no decir lo que él dijo especialmente, que vamos a verlo
which
más
we
adelante.
See, be ahead.
Bueno, no, no es cierto.
Well,
aquí,
no, actually,
aquí
right
en este
here,
capítulo vamos a ver
chapter,
una de las primeras cosas
we'll
que empezó
one
a
of the
decir.
That he started speaking.
Pero nota que dice fuego
But
de Dios
how it says,
cayó
the fire
del cielo.
God fell from heaven.
Vamos a ver ese fuego
well,
si de verdad. Fuego de Dios cayó del cielo. ¿Cuántos cielos hay, dice la Biblia? Hay tres cielos, ¿verdad? El primer cielo que
the first heaven, which
este
would be
cielo atmosférico,
our own
las
atmosphere,
nubes, por
we
así
see the clouds
luego,
and the sky.
Tenemos el segundo
up,
cielo,
we have the
donde están los
heaven,
astros.
Where,
¿sí? which would be cielo space,
and the third heaven where God
nadie
is.
Ha llegado al tercer
no
cielo.
One has reached the third
el
space yet. Only man has reached the second space.
Entonces, esta persona nada más dijo, fuego de Dios.
So this
cayó
man just said,
cielo.
Oh,
nunca especificó que
fire
cielo.
From God and fell from heaven. He never
pero
specified
el segundo
which
pacto,
one. But the
o el
second
nuevo
covenant
pacto nos da una revelación de
reveals something to us.
Vaya un momento, Efesios.
Go to Ephesians.
Note lo que dice en el capítulo 2.
Ephesians 2, chapter 2.
Versículo 1 y 2.
Verse 1 and 2.
Y él os dio vida a vosotros.
And you he made alive.
Cuando
estabais who were dead in trespasses and sins. In which you once walked according to the course of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit who now works. The sons of disobedience. Notice here. Notice what it says here. The prince of the power of this air. And about the second heaven. So this man, when he said, fire of God, people read it. And especially in this, back then, they would hear and they say, oh, a fire from God. And it consumed everyone. The fire from God fell from the heavens and consumed the sheep. So, as we saw in chapter 1, talking about Job here, Job 1:3, where he had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, etc. But notice, 7,000 sheep. Now, in the same chapter, chapter 1, the devil himself recognized that it was God who blessed him. You see that? The very same devil recognized it. Chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. We already saw this, but I'm just giving a quick review. Job 1, 9 and 10. So Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him? This is the devil speaking. Around his household and around all that he has on every side. You have blessed the work of his hands. And so he's saying that the blessing comes from you, the devil, to God. You have blessed the works of his hands and his possessions. So how many of you know that those sheep were of his possessions? Part of his riches that God gave to him have increased in the land. So do you think that God will give you something? God gave him the sheep and then God will be taking and killing all those sheep? Well, no, of course it wasn't God. But Brother Hughes, it's written right there. Yeah, it's many things are written here in the Bible. There are many things are written where people spoke. Things that that Satan himself spoke. We just saw it right here. But you have to see why people said it. How they said it. In what time they lived. I'll tell you this. You have to see what type of theology they had of God. How they saw what they knew of God at the time. So these people that we are seeing are those who have a theological view of God where he is the one that causes all those negative attacks on us. Or it could be that if you have a heart, a submissive heart, submissive heart towards God, because I had a theological view where everything bad that happened to me was God. But when my pastor started teaching me, I had to be submissive and listen and let the Holy Spirit speak in my heart and get rid of that theological view.
Nota, ¿dónde estoy? Job 1:16.
Job 1:16. The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants. It killed people and consumed them. And I alone have escaped to tell you. Now notice, when we saw in Ephesians, go to Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6:12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Can you see that there? The second heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
I know. Just remembered. An area in the Bible where someone could say, would tell me, yeah, Brother Hughes, but what about this verse? First, where is... First King, Kings 18, I believe, about the prophets of Baal. Well, I'm going to go directly. I'm not going to read the whole story. You already know it. First Kings 18, verse 35.
Entonces cayó fuego de Jehová y consumió el holocausto, la leña, las piedras y el polvo, y aún lamió el agua que estaba en la zanja.
Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, "The Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God." Now I don't want to read the whole story because I'll take up all my time, so I'm focusing more on Job. But in the same story, how it's very different here, the context. So in 1 Kings, now we're under the law. Were we already under the law or were we not under the law? They were already under the law in 1 Kings. So what was happening here is that these prophets of Baal were ungodly people. And God brought judgment over them. The same, Jesus had not come yet. And here we see how God personally, when fire fell, it was now from the third heaven, from God, but He didn't kill anyone. God didn't kill them. Elijah had the prophets killed. But you have to see now, I'm going to speak specifically the Old Testament, or in the First Covenant, under the law. You have to understand that when you read it, you have to read in the two sense, the causative sense and the permissive sense. So what am I trying to say with this? Sin had to have judgment because now it was under the law. And if the people violated the law, judgment would come. The reason why God right now is not judging everyone and punishing you with evil is because all judgment fell on Jesus. If there is judgment, then judgment comes, better said, from Satan. And if you're going to say it's judgment from God, you're going to have to say that God allowed it, but because you allowed it. You have the authority. You see, so here's another saying, well, Brother Hughes, God does whatever He wants. I think that's in the majority of you are here, but not everyone came. Not everyone who call themselves members are not here. Why? I don't know. But they decided not to. Do you think if God obligated them, they would all be seated here right now? How many of you arrived late today or arrived early? It was because you wanted to. Notice how God never woke you up at 5 in the morning and then put you in the shower, made you eat breakfast, and then come here when the first praise and worship song started? No, you decided. It's not the best. But you notice how God isn't obligating you? Because he gave the authority to man. Now, of course, when I'm referring to man, I'm referring to the human race. When they decide to be an integral man and cooperate with the laws of God, and things will go much better for them. But people do whatever they want. Christians, people of the world, they do whatever they want. What I'm saying with this is God does not obligate you. God does not obligate you to pray. He does not obligate you to seek him. He doesn't obligate you. There's a difference between influencing and obligating. Correct? If you're a child of God, the Holy Spirit starts dealing with you in your heart, and he influences you. He wants to pull you towards the things of God. There are people who come to God, but after the devil beat them up in the world. That means that those people are not hearing. Because you don't have to have the devil beat you up out there and have bad things happen to you to come to the things of God. There's a saying in the world where the experience is the best teacher. Have you heard that saying? Well, that's a lie. For the world, yes. But for you and me, we have the Word of God and we have the Holy Spirit. It's true that we learn from bad experiences. Amen. We learn. But it's not the perfect will of God that we learn from. Well, God is teaching me something with this illness. What's he going to teach you with that? And then another thing, which is a lie in this doctrine. Because if you truly, you truly think that God is teaching you something with an illness, why do you ask for a prayer? Deal with it. Let God do his job. Amen. Let God be perfect in you. Hallelujah. Make any sense? Well, God is testing me with an illness to see what's inside of me. But, well, God lives inside of you. He knows you. He knows your virtues, your defects, every thought. Why would he be testing you? This is all just a fallacy that God is testing my faith. He's testing your faith. It's the faith of Jesus. Why would he have to test it? You have the faith of Jesus in you. But, well, God bless them. Talking about all those brothers in Christ who believe that way. Perhaps we'll free a couple of them from this. So fire from the Lord fell and consumed and burnt the sacrifice. So notice how it wasn't God, it was God killing people. You have to learn to discern where that fire came from. So go to Job. We'll be finishing off chapter 1 today. But the thing is that we're not going to be rushing it. We're trying to learn from things. Job 1. Glory to God. Verse 16, while he was still speaking, another also came and said, the fire of God. While he was still speaking, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the oldest brother's house. Suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house. And it fell on the young people and they were dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you.
La cual cayó sobre los jóvenes y murieron, y solamente escapé yo
So we see something here, how it mentioned the first session, how these people in the book of Job, how in 1:4 it said how his children were having feasts and they would call their siblings to eat. And then in verse 13, my apologies. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. Now it might seem like they were having a party after party. Because nowadays, in the majority, we have a very lost youth. Very lost. Nowadays, because the Bible says, and due to evil being multiplied, evil has always existed. Sin has always existed. Disobedience of God has existed. But nowadays we have it in astounding numbers. Why? Because evil has multiplied. In the majority of the youth, they want nothing to do with God. Back then, it would be weird to it would be rare to hear how a child killed an adult. Very rare. Nowadays, it's very common. 12 years, 13, 14. And then governments and politicians want to say, oh, weapons, we have to get rid of weapons. You think it's a gun that killed them? A pistol doesn't shoot by itself. The guns are not the ones to be blamed as a fork is to blame for obese people. Ooh, my apologies. Oh, the forks have me like this. Another one said the tortillas. Another one, the bread has me like this. Bread? Could it be the quantity? Yeah, because you can't just be blaming things. Verse 20, then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped. Notice how he worshipped. We can learn from that how in the middle of disgrace, you can praise God. You notice the perseverance. What else? He was a perfect man for God, and how in difficult times, we can worship God. This man did it even before the law was established. Why can't we do it now? Under the grace of God. And having the Holy Spirit in us. But then he said something very curious. And from here, this is where he started speaking and speaking, and there are laws. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue. 21, and he said, Job said this, naked I came from my mother's womb. Well, yeah, that's true. But then he said something a little strange, or very strange. And naked shall I return there. What? Let's see here. If you already came out of your mother's womb, especially now that you're quite big, you grew up, and especially with the tortillas and bread, you think you're going to fit in there? Your mom's going to go out running? As I'm trying to say is that this is just something crazy that he said. But then, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Well, how many of you have heard people who speak like this? I heard this in very traditional churches when something would happen. The pastors, any of them, behind the pulpits, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hold on. Who said it here? Job said it. Notice an excuse that many will use, especially in verse 22. In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. Now, let's see the New Living Translation. The New International Version, then New Living Translation. Verse 22. In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. So why does the Bible say that? So it implies here that Jehovah gave and Jehovah took away the Lord. He's saying that he didn't blame him. There's a reason why the Bible says this. Now, New Living Translation. In all this, Job did not sin by blaming God. So how did he not blame him? Because he just said the Lord gave and the Lord took away, and he's pretty much saying that everything was because of God. Again, the reason why the Bible says this is because from this moment, Job did not blame him, was because Job did not understand what was going on. Because again, Job did not even live under the law. No. Go to Jeremiah chapter 9. Don't lose your space. Don't lose your place here. Jeremiah 9:23-24. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me. In what? That he understands and knows me. That I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight. Now, I'm not criticizing him. Job did what he could. Again, I assume by what the Bible tells us. In understanding and knowing him. Job did not understand God. And although he sought a relationship with God, he did not know him intimately. As perhaps, supposedly now, in the New Testament. Again, I'll explain why, supposedly. That in the New Testament, the children of God should know, should understand and know him. Now, why do I say supposedly? Now, help me out here, especially if you have a good vocabulary. What does the word aberration mean? What does that word mean? Something just out of touch. That would be an aberration. Here it comes. It is an aberration, a spiritual aberration, that the children of God walk as the world walks, without taking God's word, without considering the guidance of the Lord. Many of the issues that we go through in life is because we take wrong decisions. It's not God's fault. And I'm trying to be as kind and as loving and merciful as I can and not sound insulting or sound like I'm criticizing that doctrine that there is. majority of that there is in the body of Christ of saying that God is the one sending those tests or those or that wrongdoing. But that doctrine has caused a lot of harm. You want to know something? There are Calvinist doctrines from Martin Calvino. Those doctrines say that not everyone is saved. As to say, the one who is saved was predestined to be saved. Yes? And if someone died without Christ, they'll say, it's because God did not predestine him to be saved. That's a lie. The person rejected. Person rejected Jesus. Let me explain something to you. Romans 8. Now, normally, those who criticize what we speak on faith and prosperity, praying in tongues and all of that, they're those types of doctrines. They're the ones who say, yeah, God is the one that caused this. God is God and this and that. And not right now, but we'll continue studying. Oh, I said it incorrectly. I'm going to take out some verses from you. No. We're going to study some verses. Because I don't want it to sound like I'm trying to create controversy here. I want to create understanding. So we will be studying some verses that they use. Because I tell you this because I came from those doctrines. Amen. Amen. In Romans chapter 8. Notice this, 8:19. 8:29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined. So, they'll grab this. They'll read it like this. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. So, if someone is not according to the image of their Son, it's because God did not predestine them to be. Do you understand that word? Predestined. Another way of others interpreting it is that God did not choose them, but he chose them to be condemned. Is that true? No, the Bible says that. Jesus came and died for everyone. Whom he may be justified, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, in the New Living Translation, for God knew his people in advance. Now, although the New Living Translation is a good translation, sometimes you have to be very careful because it also depends on your theovision. For God knew his people in advance and he chose them. Not that choosing is the wrong word here. That they may become like his Son, or that they may become born again or saved. The issue here that God knew and chose everyone, the whole world. But the whole world is going to receive that salvation. Can you understand that? John 3:16. And I'm showing these verses so you can understand Job just a little bit and have a bit of mercy towards him. But don't do what Job did or don't say what Job said. Amen. But be merciful with Brother Job here. In some denominations, they call him Holy Job. And he was holy. I'm not making fun of him. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm saying it how they call him. And he was holy. Holy means separated for God. But Job, who was holy, you know, it's better to say, call him Holy Job than Brother Job, because he wasn't born again. And again, when I say brother, I'm just saying it in sarcasm. I'm just saying as if he were our brother. Better say it's one who's separated for God. For God so loved the world. He said, so God so loved a few who he chose. That he gave his only begotten son. That whoever believes in him, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Man, you don't want to lose our midweek services, is what I'm going to be touching on these services. It's going to be very good, but I hope you understand the book of Job a little better. Now, verse 17. Thank you. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, who? The whole world, everyone in the world, every single human being in this planet Earth. Doesn't a ethnic group does not matter, your language or color. Which is why this, how the left preaches on white privilege. White privilege. Really? So only white can prosper? That's a lie. Or, it's because I'm brown. I'm brown and I have an accent when I speak English. And? That's how they say. I have an accent. I want to say like that. Accento. Accent. Really? Right, hamster. That's also what I'm going to say. That's a lie. What happens? It's a lie. What happens now is that you don't believe God. And you let television and all these people on television, social media, and different areas tell you, poor you. You're a minority. That's a fallacy. Everyone. Was given the opportunity to be saved. Christ. Now the question is, will every human being accept that gift? No. John 3:16. Yes, thank you, sister. John 3. Now. Verse 18. There we go. He who believes in him, what? Is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And right, 19. Very clear. Going back to 18. He who does not believe is not condemned. Is it God? But unfortunately, those who think that they are like Job are the same one who thinks that if you read them this verse, they'll tell them, yeah, but it's because they didn't believe, because God predestined them. No, they have more exits than an old worn down fence. Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. That's to say, those who received Jesus Christ, is because they decided. Of course, the Holy Spirit attracted them, gave them conviction, but to the whole world. But there will be those who will reject that conviction. Others, like many that are there, will yield to them. Now, going back because I'm about to finish. Job 1. I came. So what happened here? Let me explain something to you, Pete. Why do I always have to close up with like some bombs and just leave them there? I'm very good to just instead of finishing, you know, nice. No, I gotta let some bombs drop and just leave it there. My God. Very good, huh? Job 1:21. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin. Because God did not... And it says this because God did not take it into account because he didn't know. Like those children who come up and like children come up and say that they want a toy and the parents don't buy it. The children say, you didn't buy me the toy. I don't like you anymore. You're very mean. And our children are like, what, did you tell the pastor? Don't love me. I'm gonna run away to my grandma's house. Your grandma's praying that, oh, don't let that child come. Almost pay that your grandma almost pays so that you can keep that child there. You almost send that kid through the mail. Now notice this. Are you gonna be patient enough for next Sunday? You're closing off with a bomb. You ready? Let me drink some water. Everything that was said in the Bible is true, that it was said. How do we know it? Well, because we read it here. Help me, Father. But not everything that was said is true. What said is true. Heresy. No. It's true. Want me to show you? Okay. I'm saying like, oh, true, let's see. Oh, come on. I'll show you. John chapter 8. Oh, do I repeat it again? Okay. Yeah, one more time. John 8. And while we see it there, start looking the chapter, and then I'll tell you the verse right now. So repeating, everything that was said in the Bible is true that it was said. How do I know it, Brother Hughes? Well, because it's written right there. Comma, that declaration. But not everything that was said in the Bible is true. Because it wasn't always God speaking the whole time. Now, before you start throwing stones, heresy. It's a heresy. Very true that they say here in Douglas that apart from being crazy and a conservative, preaches heresies. But I'll show you here. John 8. The Lord speaking. And speaking to those who have believed in him. What would happen if he was speaking to those who didn't believe in him instead of those who did? So 8:44, the Lord speaking. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's word. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. Now, 48. Then the Jews answered and said to him, offended. And they said, not to the Lord. Do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Is it true that it was said? How do you know? Well, because it's written right there. But is it true that Jesus was demon-possessed? No. No. New Living Translation. The people retorted, "You Samaritan devil!" Jesus was neither Samaritan. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said that. He was neither Samaritan nor demon possessed. You Samaritan devil! Didn't we say all along that you were possessed by a demon? Is it true that it was said? Yes. How do you know? Because it's written right there for you. Is it true what was said? No, of course it's not true. New Living Translation? New International Version? The Jews answered him, "Aren't we right in saying that you are a Samaritan and demon-possessed?" Stone him! Stone him! Now, go to Luke 21, please. Verse 21:1. And he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts in the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow putting in 2 mites, or about 2 cents, give value. Verse 3, so he said, "Truly, I say to you that poor widow has put in more than all. For all these, out of their abundance, have put in offerings for God. But she, out of her poverty, put in all the livelihood that she had." So out of her poverty, everything that she had, she gave. So we'll see the same story, but in Mark, and then we come back here. Mark Chapter 12. Verse 41. Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in 2 mites, which made a quadrants. 43. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, "Surely I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had with her, her whole livelihood." And that's how many Christians are when it comes to giving. They give what's left. They give whatever. But there's something very important that you have to understand. When I came to the Lord, and in many churches, I'll speak on many churches where I was. Many churches told me, or I would hear someone else speak this way. Hey, they would tell perhaps the leaders or other people, I need to see more blessing. I see brothers here who they're being blessed by God, but I need to see more blessing. And they say like this, "Oh, well, look, if you want more blessing, you have to give tithings and offerings. You have to. You have to give." And the people would do it, so those people would start giving. What was the issue there? That the motive was not correct. They do it out of obligation. Therefore, there was no faith. Therefore, God does not receive it. You know who is the one who gives? Those who have understood how much God loves them. And once you understand how much God loves you, then you can exercise that. Because, of course, there are benefits to giving. And, of course, it's biblical to give. It's biblical to give offering. But the motive is what's important. Not everyone is going to give. That's true. I think it's by October that new radio station in Chihuahua, in the capital, and in the other towns that I've mentioned, we're going to be half an hour every day. So someone pays for that. That's true. Many eat, spiritually speaking. Many eat, little give. It's true. But those few who give, it's very tremendous. How when you have the correct motive to give, that's when blessing will start coming. So how can you, now, you try to imagine, in the natural, if the minority are those who give and help out, be it people who out there listen to us, radio, television, it's a minority who give, not many. But how can you imagine that out of that minority are the ones that God is blessing to feed the rest? The same happens in a country. We are the ones who pay taxes, and amen. Well, I'll leave that for Mondays. How can you explain that? Because it's true, there is blessing in giving. God will multiply what we give. But you have to have the correct attitude. So, you claim that blessing. And another thing that people say is when they read this, oh, well, the quantity doesn't matter. God doesn't see quantity. Yeah, of course, He doesn't see quantity. He sees percentage. Notice how this woman gave everything that she had. She gave 100%. Now, I never said, and neither in the Bible does the Bible says that you have to give 100%. But sometimes, perhaps, what if God tells you, many years ago, Nuvia and I finished preaching here, and then Rene and the prison worship group came up, and Rene mentioned something, and then a verse came up. And while Rene was speaking, I was in Nubia, and then the Lord told me, give this amount. And I said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And He told me again, give this quantity again. I said, Lord, that's all Nubia and I have in the bank. Exactly, I'm not asking you for more. So it was all I had, and I had to be obedient. I said, well, that's fine. I do it with a willing heart. Amen. But you have to have that intimate relationship with the Lord, and you have to learn how to hear from Him. Because as I told you on Thursday night, how is it that we can bless people that we don't even see or know from other countries, other continents? Hallelujah. Now stand on your feet. Some of you get scared when it comes to giving. Quickly go to the bathroom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's the thing. This is only for those who are mature. But it's those who are mature that will exercise this, because giving should never be done out of obligation.
Thank you, Father, for the privilege of being able to give the kingdom of God, privilege other people. We give thanks, Lord. Some will be saved. Others will become disciples, toward. But we have that benefit. We don't do it just for a benefit. We do it because we love you, and only that. But we do claim those benefits for our lives. But our objective is clear. Thank you, Lord, for all those who are going to be saved. I know you designed and assigned some to come to our church, some to listen to us in other cities and countries. As they have been doing, we give a glory and honor. We give thanks for all those who are going to
pray.
As a pastor under the authority of the great pastor, which is Jesus Christ, I speak to those who are going to participate of the laws of sowing and reaping. I speak abundance, prosperity, healing, health, peace, the favor of God in their lives. In the name of Jesus, I give thankful for those who need healing in their bodies, for those who maybe don't have peace in their minds or are in a desperate state with anxiety. In the name of the Lord Christ, with His authority, I speak peace. I speak the peace of God who surpasses all understanding. Holy Spirit, thank you for you are working in those who are listening, in their hearts, in their minds, in their bodies. I speak healing in the name of Jesus Christ. I cast out all sickness that comes from the devil, not from God, from the devil. All pain, all discomfort, all depression, all spirit of suicide, all fear, in the name of Jesus, out. In the name of Jesus, out. And on the contrary, I speak the peace, 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 peace of God. I speak the favor of God. I speak abundant grace. I speak grace over grace and the undeserving favor of God. The devil has no place in your home, in your kids, in your businesses, and cast him out in the name of Jesus. We're thankful, Lord. We're thankful. We're thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. We give thanks. We praise you. We worship you. Let's praise for a minute. Thank you. Thank
you. We hope you have enjoyed today's teaching brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries. For more information about our ministry, contact us at 480-458-8618 or visit our website, mpfccc.org.